Millions of employees across the country can't access the critical software they use to get paid. The outage has lasted for weeks and could last longer. It all has to do with a ransomware attack last month against payroll giant Kronos. NPR's Becky Sullivan has been reporting on this story and joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
Becky, this story is personal for you. NPR is actually among the companies that uses Kronos. Mm-hmm. What effect is this having on the people impacted by this hack?
Yeah. So, you know, NPR is one of about 2,000 employers who use some of the software made by Kronos. And it includes some really large employers, too, like New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, FedEx, Whole Foods, Pepsi, the city of Cleveland, quite a few major hospitals and healthcare systems. It really couldn't come at a worse time. So nurses in some places, including in Jacksonville, Florida, and in Missoula, Montana, have reported inaccurate paychecks that don't accurately reflect the amount of overtime and holiday pay they've had to work over these last few weeks. And I think a lot of people are wondering if any of their personal identifying information has been compromised. And that really depends on what your employer put into Kronos. But it's a good bet that at the minimum, your name, maybe some contact information, and some basic employment information may have been compromised.
Let's back up a little bit. How did this happen and how long might this keep going for?
Yeah. So UKG has been pretty tight-lipped about the details of the attack, but we do know that it was a ransomware attack, meaning that some of their systems were knocked offline by hackers who are looking for ransom, basically, to restore the data. That was discovered about a month ago. In terms of how long it might keep going, UKG says it's working as fast as possible to bring employers back online. A couple of weeks ago, they said that all employers should be back by the end of this month, but they're only just starting to bring people back now, and it's very complex because often the software is very tailored to the needs of individual employers. I talked to Brad Purdy. He's the chief information security officer for the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says they're mostly operating okay. It's been a hassle, but people are getting paid accurately. He says the city is ready to make the switch back as soon as Kronos tells them that they're good to go.
They said it could be weeks and weeks and weeks. But basically, I think at this point, it's mostly just a confidence level on their side, because it's sounding like they've got all the ducks in a row and they're ready to go. But if I was in their shoes, I'd be overly cautious too.
And one last thing to mention, the longer this drags on, the higher the odds are that it could delay some tax documents from employers because of the timing of the hack right at the end of the year. If Kronos isn't back up to help them keep track of all those hours and all that pay, you might have to employers might have to manually calculate all of that year-end information in time to issue W-2s.
A major headache. How damaging is this for Kronos? Is there anything they can do to win the trust of their clients back?
You know, it's really not great. I spoke to John Ritchie of the American Hospital Association, who told me while they acknowledge that it is the ransomware attackers who are ultimately responsible for this, there still is a lot of disappointment with the way Kronos has handled things. There's a high likelihood that Kronos will face legal action from customers. A spokesperson for the MTA in New York told me that the agency has taken the first steps toward initiating legal action. There's already one class action lawsuit that's been filed in federal court over the breach of people's private information. But they do have one thing going for them, which is that workforce management software is pretty sticky, in the words of Scott Cannery, who's a cybersecurity firm CEO. He told me that the nature of their product means that customers are just less likely to switch than if they were in a different industry.
That's NPR's Becky Sullivan. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.